Levi Strauss & Company, maker of the famous blue jeans, says it will close 6 U.S. manufacturing plants this year, including its historic factory on Valencia Street in the company's hometown, San Francisco. That leaves only 2 Levi's plants in the country, both in San Antonio, Texas. Joining us by telephone to talk about what this shutdown means to the city of San Francisco is Charles A. Fracchia, author of several books on San Francisco history, including San Francisco, From the Gold Rush to Cyberspace. Welcome to the program, Mr. Fracchia.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I understand only 100 jobs lost with the closing of the Valencia Street plant, but Levi's is a San Francisco icon. I presume there's some symbolic meaning here.
Well, there are a couple of symbolic meanings, I think. One is the whole business situation. You said it absolutely right. It is a San Francisco icon, dating back to the early Gold Rush days, a company that symbolizes sort of the Gold Rush spirit in San Francisco, an ongoing spirit, and the fact that the company is not doing as well as it has in the past. Secondly, the shutting down of this particular building also is taking something away from the really kind of the spirit of the city in the sense that here's a building that dates back physically to 1906, very much, however, in the style of a 19th century industrial building, of which there are very few in San Francisco. And so the fact that this will no longer be an active factory is a real taking something away from the urban fabric of this city.
Levi's also tried to keep production in the United States, right?
Right, that's correct. The reason for that, I think, is pure and simply that the owners of Levi, who are the collateral descendants of Levi Strauss, are people of tremendous enlightenment and very progressive spirits. And the idea that you want to keep the jobs in the country in which you started, in which you your principal operations are. And so they were very late in getting out of, in closing down plants here. A couple of people have been quoted as saying if they'd done this earlier, they probably would be in better financial shape.
Levi's actually invented the blue jean, though, didn't it?
It did. Levi Strauss was a Bavarian who came to the United States, came to California in the during the Gold Rush. He was a peddler and noticed that people up in the mining towns are ripping their pants a lot. And so he sees a bolt of canvas in San Francisco, starts making pants out of the canvas, and then sees another material which was equally as durable but less tough on the wearer, and that was denim. And, of course, the rest, as they say, is history.
Will the building be preserved?
Levi has stated that it has every intention of preserving the building. It may be put up as a museum, a corporate museum for Levi Strauss. It may be a sort of a research and development operation, a combination of both. Nobody seems to know quite yet. But I've known actually a number of people who've worked there over the years. I mean, and they love working for Levi Strauss. They love working in that particular environment. So people just have stories of being working there for decades and decades and decades.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a sort of a sorry, it's sorrowful that, you know, this ongoing tradition is being cut away now.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Charles A. Fracchia is the author of several books on San Francisco history, and we should add here that Levi's corporate headquarters is staying put in San Francisco.